KD2AIT. I don't have my preamble with me, so I'm just going to make a call out there for anybody with portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations. All right, this is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. Are there any echoing stations? Okay, this is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
SOPFM, good evening, Jeff.
And to PFM, George, good evening. What you got going on tonight?
Well, I found how to use that Nero Recode, I'm able now to take the soundtrack from DVDs and convert that right away to Wave or MP3 to make audio CDs. There's some songs that I like, they're on YouTube and that, and I can do that with it. Because some of those YouTube amateur things are just absolutely deplorable, horrible. One of the clear and clunker notes and that, I don't want any of them. Some of the better ones I do like. Of course, it's the kind of music that a lot of people today would listen to, the type that the eternal teenager of Utica, alias Dick Clark, used to say would be dead within 50 years of his death, because there'd be no demand for that kind of music anymore. So, and sad to say, I believe he's right. Classical stations and that are having a lot of trouble to make their financial goals and everything. And I think sooner or later they're going to have to change their format and maybe go like classical 6 hours a day or something, and that's it. I hate to see it happen, but I can understand the financial reality, which trumps just about everything in this life. You know, you got to make a financial decision, that's for sure. Anyway, we got 52 degrees. Temperature range today was very slight, only 49 to 55. And there was virtually all clouded over and a few showers today. I didn't get any sunshine, no new electricity made or anything. I did some cleaning up outside, putting stuff away for the winter. And with that, we'll say God bless. 73 is M2PFM clear.
You know, you can always listen to all that music right online. That's what I've been doing. I hear you. I can't sleep unless I have, some classical music going on. I don't mean classic from the 30s or 40s. I mean some of the old stuff, Beethoven and Mozart and stuff. I can't sleep without that when I'm at camp. And I found even all the way up here, way up here in the middle of nowhere, I can hook up either Amazon Radio or iTunes or iHeartRadio or Pandora. There's a million of them. And you can get all that music right there, commercial-free on some of them anyway, not most of them, but some of them. And I think that's what the radio stations are really getting hurt by. There's still people listening to that stuff, but they can get it without, the one station I used to listen to up here at camp, as soon as the solar panels would kick on, it would create so much interference on the radio, I couldn't hear it anymore. So I started listening to it right here, right through the cell phone, and, just turned the speaker up, and that was fine. That's all I needed to put me to sleep up here. So there's still people out there listening to some of the stuff you wouldn't think they'd be listening to. They're just in different places. So, all right, George. Well, thanks. Thanks for tuning in. You have a good evening. We'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. Are there any other check-ins?
WA2U.
All right, you guys kind of doubled a little bit there, but I believe the first station was N5AOW and the second was WA2U. If there was anybody else, please check in now.
KC2WI.
Okay, there's three, so we'll start with N5AOW. Bob, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Good evening, Jeff, N5AOW, and John and Pete also. Yeah, nice day today. Nice and rainy. Got some work done inside. Put my winter tires on my truck. I just conceded to the fact that it's going to happen and I needed to do it. I didn't want to do it last minute like I did last year. Snow was falling, had, I don't know, 5 to 6, maybe 7 inches on the ground. I said, well, maybe it'd be beneficial to put the tires on, so I did. So anyway, got that done and a few other little things, and helped a friend with his boat. A little late getting it out of the water. He just got it out and we winterized it. That was pretty much it. So I come back in the house, well, late afternoon and hurting like a son of a gun. But anyway, had a little brandy, did a little relaxed time, and kind of eased the sharpness of it anyway. So I didn't look at the temperature. The last time I did, it was probably about an hour or so ago, was still 51 degrees. So hey, it can stay that way for me. I'm perfectly happy with that when nighttime temperatures. So with that, I'll turn it back to you, Jeff. Hey, we had a good meeting yesterday. Enjoyed that. Left, I guess, what was I going to say? Everyone went down to look at the robot table. I had it home. My back started giving me a little bit of problem. So anyway, good meeting. Nice seeing everyone. Turn it back to you, Jeff, and 5AOW, 73 to all.
Hi, Bob. Yeah, I was wondering what happened to you there. I was waiting for you to come downstairs. I figured we were going to head out there, and I threw you a couple pumpkins. I know you were looking for some there, and I had a couple off the table for you, but oh well. Next time you're in town, let me know. Stop over and pick those up. Okay, yeah, we have 50 degrees up here at camp right now. We're up here for a few days anyway. All right, well, hopefully everything settles in. I know the brandy always helps. We'll catch up with you later. Let's see, who's next? WA2U, John, good evening. Oh, by the way, I seem to be hitting that Rochester repeater. I hear it beep. Whenever there's a delay, I hear it beep, so hopefully we're not giving them too much interference tonight. But anyway, John, what's going on tonight?
Well, good evening, Jeff. WA2U. Good evening to you, everyone else on frequency, and anyone else monitoring. I hear a little something on your signal. I'm not sure. I've never heard it before. But you're getting through it. I don't know if it's a connection or whatever, but I just want to mention, Jeff. So, yeah, let's see. What have we accomplished in the last few days? Yeah, like everyone else, we've been putting a lot of stuff away. Today, I burned, I think, copied about 15 CDs. We had a box that was sent up from a place down in Utica. We usually order stuff from different places and have them sent. And then once we get the original copy, I make copies of it. But I've been doing it for years, so still can't beat the quality of the CDs. And some of the CDs we have, the older stuff, they have, they're 24-bit and so they're remastered CDs, so I have a good CD back in 1974, Blue Oyster, called Secret Treaty. So, but we like burning them, and in our form of entertainment, we like the, Kathy and I got the Sirius XM about, 2011, 2012. We really enjoy that. I'm on the second receiver. The first one wasn't taking the SD card. It was a portable one. But we have a docking station so we can plug it into our 9.2 surround sounder. I can put it in a boom box or I can take it to camp. And what's nice is it puts up a display, but I know people have the cable TV and stuff. They don't have cable up here unless you want to get the satellite TV, but anyways, we get up in the morning, we turn on the stereo, and it's going all day, and every day we have a different style of music that we listen. Like Fridays is...
Okay, well, for myself, I got up here after work today. I finally got up to camp, and I'm going to try to do another couple days of muzzle loading up here, if I can, and try to work from up here at camp, and my son's coming up Friday afternoon, and he's all geared up for rifle season here this weekend, so looking forward to that. And not a lot to report. We did get the new tankless water heater up here, and got it hooked up, and boy, they've improved the model. I just thought I was ordering the same exact one that I had, which was the same model number, L5, and when I got up here, it has a whole, it's been completely changed around. They made a ton of improvements, and I couldn't be happier, and we just took a nice hot bath up here at camp, which is not something most people can do at their camp, so I'm happy, and it worked out really great. So, and we got a couple logs here on the fire right now, and it's not really all that cold out, but when you're in a tent, you know, well, when you're in a yurt, anyway, it gets a little chilly inside, so right now it's really comfortable. I think it's, what was it here, 70 degrees, 50 degrees outside. Okay, this is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. Are there any other check-ins? Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time?
WATU with my every night comment. Yeah.
Go ahead, John.
Well, I just want to say we have a plethora of expertise, and Pete, I can listen to your, you can publish a book on all the experiences you've had, I'll tell you. It's just absolutely fascinating and scary at the same time. We got a call tonight from somebody, and I recognized the call when it came in, and there was someone singing. I go, hello, hello. So I did the same thing, and the person tried to get me into a conversation, and I just went along with them for a little while. No speak English. They hung up after a while. Sorry, wrong number or something, but I didn't recognize the number. I have a couple friends, when they do any business on the Internet, we do nothing except shop and look for things, but purchase. If they don't have a phone number, we can contact. But a couple of people I know that do, and everybody boasts of their, you know, we've got a top-notch secure site. They have one credit card or one card or whatever, however they do it, just their trash card that they can watch and monitor it, so it's not tied into their bank account or whatever. So they just use that, and after a while they get rid of that and they get another one and stuff if they have to, if they're forced into that kind of thing. And a comment I have, this has been going on for years. Jeff, you get a kick out of up there. I know you just want to take the chill out, but you know, there's a, what happens this time of the year, we're in that transition in October here, and it's getting colder and colder outside and things of that nature. So unfortunately, when it gets colder, mice are not the only things that make it inside and cause havoc on the bands, WATU.
Roger that, apparently. I tell you, on the Indian calls where they try to get you basically to give you a credit card, that's what it all boils down to. We've had a lot of fun with that. I love it when they call my cell phone when me and the family are on some kind of long, you know, drive. Maybe we got to go to Syracuse or something. They call right when we're, like, in Rome because you can drag it out for a long time. As long as you keep the family from laughing too loud, you can have a lot of fun with them, and I know I have. When they told me they're trying to ensure that I, you know, that I had a virus, and I told them I just got back from the doctors, and I was pretty sure I didn't have a virus. Anyway, you can have a lot of fun with them if you you know, if you're bored and you're on the road. But anyway, okay, thanks, John. Are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins?
KC2WI.
Go ahead, Pete.
Have you seen this? I somehow got it on a Facebook post, but I can't remember. I don't know where it came from, but Extra PC somebody is selling a USB, flash drive, a bootable Linux USB flash drive. I don't know exactly what customized distribution is, they don't say. You can transform your old laptop into a great computer for only $19.95, or I think there's a deluxe, they got the basic deluxe and extra super deluxe versions, which I think are basically just different size flash drives, but, double the storage. And I don't know if, I wonder if it'll catch on, but actually if you think about it, for the non-technical user, $20, if it's, an 8 gig flash drive or a 16 gig flash drive, maybe it's worth $10 or something, and $10 to have the thing loaded on there is probably not a bad deal. I mean, it's a reasonable price for the non-technical user. But I found it interesting that, somebody said, they don't really even say that, if you read in the details, they'll say that it's Linux, but they don't, that's not in big letters, KC2WI.
Well, in the end, I think it'll probably be more work for you there, Pete. If they're going to buy that. They're eventually going to come back to you and say, why doesn't this work? It's like Magic Jack. I know so many people who buy that, and they've had nothing but problems. The only way Magic Jack is going to work great for you is if you have a great internet connection. Well, if you can afford a great internet connection, you're not going to need Magic Jack. Anyway, that's just... Don't even let me get on that subject, because it's a sore one with me. Anyway, okay, Pete, thanks. Are there any other check-ins?
Enter PFM with a comment.
Go ahead, George.
Oh, Pete, to tell you about the one that I had about a year or so ago, with the Pakistanis on the other end. Oh, by the way, the reason that this program here won't work is you got so many things wrong. You got 900 and something computer programs all running in the background. It's 200,000 background about some of the stupid numbers in the background. Oh, for $100 we can get rid of it right now and clean out your computer for you. And if you give us instead $300, we'll keep you on a year contract to keep doing that for you. And my answer was click N2PFM.
The sad part about that, George, is they're only doing it because apparently it works. That's the sad part. They're definitely hooking some. I suppose they got to get like one a day or something, and they're probably satisfied, but who knows? I don't know. Okay, are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins? All right, well, there was two of you there, so we'll start with John first, and then Pete's next.
Christmas is coming and not far away, and I'm waiting for the announcement when you get the call for the drone dongle, WATU.
Yes. Okay. KC2WI.
Yeah, I saw some news thing the other day that they were talking to the government about having a drone registry because of all the problems, which I don't know. But then they said, well, how are you actually going to police it? And you got a drone that's in the way of something. You don't necessarily get the drone to figure out who is it registered to. But anyway, yeah, it does work. And I have had customers that have paid money. I think I had one that actually, agreed to pay like $3.99 or something, and I don't understand it because I get just the exact opposite, that somebody brings in a computer that isn't necessarily very old, and I say, well, it's probably about $200 job. $200, I can go buy a new one for that. So it's sort of like both ends. People don't want to they don't want to spend, a reasonable amount of money to get a perfectly good, not very old machine fixed,
But on the other hand, they'll spend a huge amount of money to some unknown foreign-speaking guy from, you know, Pakistan or somewhere, more than the thing's worth, so I don't get it. Anyway, KC2WI.
Oh, I've had friends that get the virus that locks up the computer and says, you know, it's locked until you, you know, hand us $100, you know, wire us $100, we'll unlock your computer, and they pay it. Because, and the biggest, this is kind of sad to say, but the reason why a lot of them do that is because they have a guilty conscience. They know they've been on websites that probably they shouldn't have been on, you know what I mean. And so they don't want anybody to find out, so they pay the money. And you know what? All they're doing is they're lining themselves up for the next guy. Because they say, oh, this guy will pay as long as you, you know, lock up his computer. And they get an endless line. I tell them, never pay money to fix your computer. So somebody online that you don't know. If it's me or somebody, you know, I recommend to you, or then fine. But anyway, so... And I did read that article about licensing drones, and I think, you know what, I don't think they should actually have to license all drones. I just think, like, any unlicensed drones should be allowed to be shot out of the sky by anybody. All right, hearing none, I'm now closed. Black River Valley Service Net, return the frequency regular MGU. So I'd like to thank, I lost track here. I think it was George, Bob, John, and Pete. And, that's it. It was a long net, even so. Okay, this is KD2AIT. I'll say 73 to everyone listening in. KD2AIT, Quake.
I have to say, as I'm recording this, and we're 18 minutes, no one gave their call sign until 18 minutes after. That is illegal. Yes, and all you have gave your call sign.
KB2KOJ. Here's a repeater in here. Well, I don't know if they're through. When you're through with a black, with your net here, I'd like to do a call up here for Archon. There's a station that's trying to get in here and answer me. There's no audio. All I'm getting is a carrier. I'm just going to go ahead. I hope I'm not bothering or stepping on anyone's toes. This is KB2KOJ for the Oneida County Traffic and Emergency Net, Octon. Currently on the 145.17. Stations 4, Octon, come now, please.
And 5 AOW, get in the mark.
N5AOW, Bob, thank you for checking in. Please stand by, I've got traffic for you. This is KB2KOJ for the United County Traffic and Emergency Net. Anyone else with or without traffic?
Can you believe it?
Believe what? Is KB2KOJ for Octon. Looking for further stations with or without traffic. This is KB2KOJ for Octon. I'll make one more call before I pass my piece of traffic. Looking for KD2AIT, KC2NBU, N2WBX, and N5AOW. We know you're on board. KC2WI, Further station for Octane, come now please. Well, I guess Bob, you're the only one here tonight, so are you ready to, copy?
Roger, ready to copy, Mark, N5AOW.
Please copy number 358, routine. KA2ZMZ10. Liverpool, New York, October 1. N5AOW, break. September, Octan, report. Stations. Let's see here. What is it here? Stations are 879. Stations 879. Traffic 260. Sessions 30. So it's stations 879. Traffic 260. Sessions 30. 73 break mark. KB2KOJ, assistant net manager, Octan. And the traffic, how'd you do, Bob?
Okay, Roger, copy all that, Mark.
Okay, very good, and I thank you very much for your support of Octane, very much appreciated. I'll catch the other ones here another night here. Okay, are there any other stations for Octane? I don't know what that is coming in. I don't know if that's something coming in Echo Lake or what it is. Final call for Octane. Okay, nothing else there. Bob 73, take care, and I hope to hear you tomorrow evening. KB2KOJ is clear.